Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Being in the right place at the right time. And God Himself will orchestrate many of these things. Oftentimes, people try to manipulate circumstances, and oftentimes to their own detriment. You know, manipulators. That gets into witchcraft and control. How many know you have enough on your hands trying to control yourself? They try to control everything. You know, you can create environment, and you know, you have certain things in certain places and all of that, but I mean, as far as trying to control everything, you are not the general manager of the universe. That's why we say my times are in His hands. My steps are ordered by Him. Let me give an example. If you'll give me Exodus chapter 2, and starting at verse 9, we'll go from Exodus 2, verse 1 through 10. I want to give you a few examples of timing. Why it's so important that we allow our times to be in God's hands. Tell somebody, stop all that worrying. Come on, tell them, don't worry. Be happy. You'd be amazed at how in control God is. You know, worry is like paying interest on something you never bought. You just worried, and it never happens. Child, it worried me to death. You worried a whole month, it never happened. Worry. That weight can become a sin. The Lord says, lay aside every weight and every sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to a wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Now the edict had been sent out to drown every male child, every Hebrew male child. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off, Miriam, to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh took him down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, now this is Miriam, she already knows who it is. She knows the mother, she knows it's her brother. But Pharaoh's daughter doesn't know this. So she says to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother, her mother. She went and got her mother and said, Mom, come on. Mo has been picked up by Pharaoh's daughter. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me. Now look at this. And I will give thee wages. Amen. Getting paid for raising your children. Get it back up for me. Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Verse 10. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. Somebody say, timing is everything. Notice how the timing, God set this thing up. Oftentimes, pressure will determine some things. She could no longer hide him. And now the look into the story, look in between the lines, that no doubt they were going door to door. Soldiers were going door to door to find who had the, where these Hebrew male children were, so that they could take them and toss them into the Nile. And so the pressure was on. And she couldn't hide him. They couldn't hide him no longer. They hid him for some months, but they couldn't hide him any longer. And so she, out of desperation, put him on the river. Well, see, God used that. See, sometimes you, and this is where some miss their miracle. Instead of acting, you know, in a way under that pressure, they just cave in. Tell somebody, God has a miracle waiting for you. You're going to see it before this message is over. God has a miracle. There are secrets to miracles. She already saw. She saw he was a goodly child. In other words, she knew there was something about him. He wasn't just the run, you know, not that any children are run of the mill. She knew something was special about this child. And so God intervened. Let's move on. Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 2. And let's look at verse 21 through 23. Esther. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. So, you see, Mordecai is placed there by God, sitting in the king's gate. Somebody say, the right place,
right place.
Right time.
Right time.
Get it back up from the next verse. And the thing was known to Mordecai. God, listen, when you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, God will let you hear some things.
Amen.
I'll let you see some things. But you got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Understanding that there's a secret to miracles.
Amen.
So he's sitting there and he hears the plot. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen. And Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. Look at verse chapter number 5, verse 14. Starting at verse 14. So God set Mordecai in a place. He was in the right place at the right time. He was able to dispel a plot to destroy the king, and he told it to Queen Esther, who certified it in his name. Now understand, sometimes miracles are a process. It's going to stem from something you did a long time ago. You didn't pay much mind to that, but you were just obedient. And suddenly it's going to come out of nowhere. See, with Mordecai in chapter 5, verse 14, if you'll get that up for me. It says, then Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends, then said Zeresh, this is Haman's wife, and all his friends said unto him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high. And tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. See, God already had a miracle waiting, you know, in the works while the enemy was plotting to kill him. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made 50 cubits high. He gonna make a show of this guy who wouldn't bow to him. Next verse. Now see, when a miracle, you gotta understand the secrets of miracles. You're not seeing everything that God's doing. It's not just in your little sphere. Well, I don't feel like I don't see it. See, tell somebody God's working when you don't see it. Come on, tell somebody God's working when you don't feel like it. Come on, tell somebody God's working when you would least expect it. God is not limited to your limited thinking, to your experience. He's working outside of you. Get that back up for me. On that night, somebody say, on that night, could not the king sleep? See, God was dealing with the king. He didn't set you up. He's about to make shame Haman and destroy the plot. How many know no weapon formed against you is going to prosper? Tell somebody, stop worrying. Be happy. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. See, some people want immediate gratification. Well, I gave yesterday. Well, see, God's working something much bigger than your $5 that you gave yesterday. It's a process. See, we're that the society is so convenience oriented. So right now, no, what you need right now is faith. Faith is now. Whether you see something or not, faith is in the now. Get it back up for me. On that night, could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity have been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him. God didn't allow anything to be done for him yet. Why? Because he was about to unlock a secret to a miracle. God knew that there, not only him. See, when God unlocks something for you, it's not just for you. Now you can get selfish and yeah, God will give you your little pinch and penny stuff. But if you wait on him and allow God to really work a miracle, it's going to affect a whole lot of people. It's going to change a whole lot of lives. It'll shake a nation. Amen. It'll bring down evil. It'll open up doors that no man can close. God was waiting for the right time. Tell somebody, my times are in his hands. Stop all the whining. Stop all the murmuring. Stop all the complaining. Stop all the anxiety. If you really believe that your times are in God's hands, you ought to be at peace. If you missed it, maybe God's got something better waiting on you. Get it back up for me. And the king said, what honor have we? What dignity? They said, nothing. Verse 4. And the king said, who is this in the court? Now Haman was in a hurry. Mordecai was patient. Haman was in a hurry to get this man hung. He got up early.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.